Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, still with us on the Morning Blitz. Mike, let's talk about the Heisman for just a second. It was awarded this past Saturday night. Kyler Murray, the outstanding quarterback from Oklahoma, got 517 first-place votes to Tua Tagovailoa's 299 first-place votes. A lot of people in the Southeast, especially Alabama fans, upset with the result. You know, I really can't find fault with it, to be frank with you.
Well, first of all, you and I talked about this for many years. You have to understand the award for what it is. It's not the best college football player in the country. If that were the case, it would be, you know, it would fail miserably because it's not the best player. But Kyler Murray is an outstanding player, and so is Tua. But when you look at the past award winners, you have Jason White, Troy Smith, who was a fifth-round draft choice, Rashawn Salaam, Ron Dayne, Eric Crouch, and on and on. It's not the best player. And to be honest, it's really the most popular offensive player that particular year, because if it were the best college football player, how can you tell me the best college football player has never been a defensive player other than Charles Woodson, who played both ways?
Yeah, and even go back to Hugh Green back into the late 70s, early 80s. Hugh Green, great defensive end at Pittsburgh. He was the most dominant player in college football at that time. The award to me has kind of lost some of its sizzle over the past several decades. This was the closest contest, though, we've had since 2009, when Mark Ingram eked out Toby Gerhart by just a mere five votes. Since then, Cam Newton, RG3, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, and Baker Mayfield, they pretty much ran away with the award.
Right, and it's interesting you bring up Mark Ingram, because I have in my notes, Mark Ingram wasn't one of the top five players on his team, and he won the award. And that's not to knock Mark, because he's a great running back. Mm-hmm. He's ended up having a nice, solid career with the Saints. But he wasn't one of the top five players on his team, nor was Jason White in 2003, Troy Smith in 06. So, again, it's a matter of there's politics, there's the propaganda, you know, that the media will play in. And, Coach, another fact is the last 70 Heisman winners, only seven are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I think you have to understand, too, though, I think when you look at the Heisman Trophy, it's not who's going to be the best pro player. It's who is the best college player. However, I think that they really need to define it even more. And I go back and I look at some of the past winners, and I'm talking about even going back into the 60s, all the way back, Roger Staubach, and even the 50s with Paul Hornung. And I think really they should go ahead and clarify what it is. It is the award given to the player whose team, obviously, you have to have a decent year. Paul Hornung is the only Heisman winner who came from a team that had a losing record. Of course, he played at Notre Dame, and back then, you know, they got all the media no matter what. But, you know, I look at this year, for example. If you take Tua Tagovailoa off of the Alabama roster, he's not even on the team. Alabama still has a very good chance of being in the exact same situation that they're in right now, undefeated, going into the semifinals, playing for the national championship, or at least a chance to go play for the national championship yet again. But if you take Kyler Murray off of Oklahoma's team, you're looking at a 7-5, 8-4 team at best.
Oh, I agree. Kyler Murray is certainly the most valuable player for Oklahoma, and he's an outstanding, dynamic player that you don't see very often. He's a different mold than Vince Young, Tebow, and Cam Newton, because those, to me, were maybe the three hardest quarterbacks to ever defend in college football, because they were so big they can run. Kyler Murray can throw it, and he can run. What I don't like about the award is that when people want to say it's the best college football player, I disagree. There's no way that the best college football player, when you look at that list of 25, maybe two, because you're already eliminating the defensive player. Mm-hmm. So I would like further clarification too, but we both know they won't do it.
Yeah, and true, and that's why they have the Outland, the and the Lombardi, and the Butkus, and all these other awards that they spread the wealth around. But again, also remember that the Heisman, when it was created, was back in a day where you didn't have specialized positions. If you played both ways, and so you know back then,
Ernie Davis.
Yeah, exactly. I think that in that case. You know, back then you probably did have the best college football player, all-around football player at that time. But again, as the sport has changed, it's, you know, that's changed too. Mike, we're up against a break. Hang where you are. We'll come back, and we'll be talking some NFL recap right here on Morning Blitz.